Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirits. As for me, I'm always all right. And why am I always all right? Because every day I get the opportunity to learn. Every day I get the opportunity to share, and every day I get the opportunity to grow. And because of that, that's why I feel that every day is a great day, and I hope that you feel the same way. Ladies and gentlemen, each of us go through our heartaches, our pains, our aggravations, our disappointments, not only in others, but also our disappointments in ourselves. But each day we have to remember is a lesson. And from each one of those lessons, as we go through our journey of life, we are given the opportunity to understand or to try to understand to the best of our ability. Now, within that trying to understand, within that trying to grow, within that trying to develop, the greatest key that I believe there is that you are trying to learn, you are trying to grow, and you face things with an open mind. And that open mind needs to have no prejudice. That open mind needs to take into consideration the other things that are going on in the world. But you also need to be willing to understand that in order for things to change, you must change. In order for you to be happy, and in order for others to be happy, you have to be happy. Because if you're not happy with yourself, you'll never be happy with anything. And if you're not happy with yourself, no one else can make you happy. No one else can bring joy to you. No one else can add that vital spark of energy to you that you need. Why? Because you don't know what you need. You don't know what's in front of you. And you refuse to truly open up your eyes to learn. Please understand, we all make mistakes, we all have our issues, all of the above. I am not claiming perfection, I am not claiming to know more than any one individual, I am also not claiming to be perfect. I have hundreds and thousands and probably millions of different things that are part of my shortcomings. However, I also know that by keeping the right spirit, keeping the right attitude, and keeping on the right path, understanding that that path may change from day to day, that I'm going to get where I need to be. Also, always trying to be a person of service that is constantly trying to not only make myself better, but to help others to become better by sharing with them the truth, by sharing with them in a respectful manner the things that I believe they need to know. Now, it's their choice to accept it or to disavow it, to not accept it. That's totally up to them. Today's show, we're going to talk about something that is kind of near and dear to my heart in the sense of each and every human being. And when I say each and every human being, I'm talking about all of us. I don't care what your race is, what your sex is, what your beliefs are, what your preferences are, what your financial situation is, whether you're a billionaire or whoever. It doesn't matter. What matters is the individual inside of you. What matters is the individual that you share with the rest of the world, all right? There's an old saying, I believe it's the golden rule, treat others as you want to be treated. Well, there's also another one called the platinum rule, which means treat people as they want to be treated. Because guess what? You never really know if that person is at your standards. And I don't mean to sound crazy, but let's say you're a little masochistic. Well, guess what? I don't want you to treat me like you treat yourself. Okay, or let's say you're in the bondage and all that stuff. Guess what? I don't want you to treat me like you treat yourself. I don't want to deal with that. That's not my life. However, I do want to be treated with respect. I do want to be given the consideration that I believe that I'm due. And sometimes, you know what you have to do, ladies and gentlemen, all jokes aside? You need to ask people that. You need to ask them, what is it that they want? What do they expect from this relationship? What do they expect from this business deal? What do they expect from this union? What do they expect from this partnership? What do they expect and how do they expect to be treated? Because guess what? Until you ask that question, you don't know. Now, my show today is Black in America by Birth Only. However, please understand that this doesn't just pertain to people of African American descent. If you're Spanish, if you're Jewish, if you're Caucasian, if you're Indian, Chinese, Japanese, Caucasian, it doesn't really matter. Each and every one of us each day needs to understand that we live on something that a lot of people refer to as a big blue marble. And on that big blue marble, there are a number of continents. Well, guess what? A million years ago, some of those continents weren't even the continents that they are now. And millions of years before that, some of those didn't exist. What's that? What is that telling you? What that's telling you is that not only is the planet that we live on in constant transition, in constant change, in constant growth, but the universe that we live in is in constant change, constant growth, constant development. However, a lot of us don't seem to get it. We don't seem to understand that we are here but the flickering of a light, all right? And if you look at time, if you look at the universe, if you look at all of the things that make all of the things happen, each and every one of us that can hear the sound of my voice, whether I'm here now or you listen to this 52,000 years from now, is here but for a second, all right, if you look at time in comparison, all right? The ground that you walk on, your grandparents worked on it, your great-great-grandparents walked on it, and so on and so on. A rock that you pick up, you take that rock and you pick it up, you're holding millions and hundreds of thousands and hundreds and thousands of millions of years of history in your hand when you're holding that rock there. So what I guess I want to understand is why is it that people feel as though they are immune to treating another person with respect? What I want to understand is, why is it that people feel as though because they're a particular ethnicity or a particular political affiliation or have a particular amount of money that they feel as though they're better than everybody else? Or because my dad was this and my mom was this, I'm this. First off, we're all human beings. We all have blood flowing through our veins. We all have skin, all right? We all are basically a microcosm of a spark of energy. We're all molecules. We're all atoms. We're all energy. You are living energy. Why can't we treat ourselves and treat each other with respect? Why do we have to do the things that we do? For all of you guys and all of you gals out there that are doing negative things to yourself, I want you to understand that you're not only hurting yourself, you're hurting other people that care for you. Somebody suffered for you, even though they may have never known you, okay? It is a natural human instinct to reproduce, to have children, to want to leave a legacy. I know a lot of us leave debt. Boy, do a lot of us leave debt. However, our goal, our entire DNA is to continue the species. However, if you look at our practices, that doesn't really seem to be true, because what are we doing? We're drinking to excess. We're using drugs. We're doing all of these other things that are negative, not only to us personally, but also to our races, be it that whatever your ethnicity is. I personally, and if this upsets somebody, I'm sorry, but it's still true, I personally am tired, okay, exhausted from listening to people that don't want to take responsibility for their actions, that want to blame some issue that they have created on their ethnicity, on their religion, on their political beliefs, on any of these crazy things that people keep wanting to put their stuff into. Ladies and gentlemen, you, me, the rest of us, our children, our children's children, you are responsible for you. Nobody else is responsible for you. Nobody else owes you anything, okay? You owe the world. The world doesn't owe you. Each and every one of us, I'm not saying disrespect your ethnicity. What I'm saying is respect your ethnicity. The problem is too many people do not respect the person that lives next to them. The average person today doesn't even know their neighbor's name, okay? You've got 20 million people on Facebook. You don't even know who they are, okay? You've got a bunch of people on LinkedIn. Well, I've got 3,000 friends on LinkedIn. Okay, fine. Call up one of those friends on LinkedIn and tell them you need some help with your business and see if you get back a reply. You probably won't because you don't know them, okay? A lot of people are complaining they're not into computers, they're not into social marketing, they're not into this and that. Well, guess what? Ladies and gentlemen, social marketing, social media marketing is all about relationships. When you walk into a store, whether you're new school or old school, and you interact with another human being, that's a social interaction. The only difference between a social interaction online and a social interaction in real life is that you can fake the one online. You can't really fake the one in real life. Why? Because you're constantly running into that person. Again, back to what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is it doesn't matter what your race is. If you're an African American, there are people that have done things that is mind-boggling to get you to the level that you could be in right now. If you're Spanish, there are people that have done all types of crazy stuff to get you where you are right now. However, 99% of us, or let's say 97% of us, are blowing it off. We're missing so many great opportunities to share, to grow, to develop, to prosper, to help our own kind and to help others, to help people that want to be helped. Ladies and gentlemen, stop putting up walls that don't exist. Stop handicapping yourself from greatness. Stop handicapping other people from greatness. Stop trying to pick a line and saying, I won't cross this line. Because guess what? If it's a positive thing, then that's something you should be wanting to cross. You should be begging to cross it. For any reason, if not, just to pay back the people that have done amazing and fantastic things for you. Now, I know I'm going off on a little bit of a rant, and I know this is about African-American by birth only. But what I'm talking about is any race that isn't living up to trying to be the best it can possibly be falls into this category. Anybody that's going to tell me that the market is bad, okay, the market is bad. Has the market been bad before? Yes. Business is rough. Has business been rough before? Yes. I have a question for you. Wherever it is that you live, especially if you're in the United States right now, depending on, of course, what type of area you live in, look around you. Everybody's saying that there's no money, right? Everybody's saying that there's no development. Everybody's saying that, you know, you can't do this and you can't do that. Is there not new construction going on probably within 5 to 10 miles of you? That person got money. That person got approved. That person made some choices that ended up making it so that they could take the next step and take it to the next step. However, maybe you're not in that position. A lot of us aren't in that position. But where you are has no determination on where you can be. Where you are has no limitation on where you can go. Where you are is a temporary status unless you make it a permanent status. How does it become a permanent status? It becomes a permanent status when you won't take responsibility for yourself and then won't do things to help you grow. And as Zig Ziglar said, if you want everything that you could have ever wanted, then help enough people get what they want. Help enough people do things that are going to help them grow. And then guess what? If you help enough people, even if it's just 2% of those people come back and help you, guess what? You'll probably have a lot more than you could have ever dreamed of. You'll probably be in a position that is so phenomenal that you can't believe that the life that you're living, the life you're experiencing, the things that are happening around you are actually happening around you or happening to you. We all need to stop being myopic. And again, this is my opinion. But think about it. The people that work together, are they not succeeding? Yes. Do they have shortcomings? Yes. Do they have shortfalls? Yes. Do they have issues? Yes. Do they have things that come up? Yes. Do they have people that let them down? Yes. But guess what? Like Les Brown said, if you fall, fall on your back. Why? Because if you can look up, you can get up. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we need to look up and we need to get up and we need to stop asking for somebody else to take responsibility for ourselves. Even our government. You know, I have nothing against the government. I'm a retired Marine. However, I also know that everything that I've gotten, I've had to work for. Here's the interesting thing. Out of all of the things that I've gotten that I've had to work for, somebody else worked a lot harder to give me the opportunity to be able to work for it. There was a time when, as an African American, you didn't have the opportunity to get anywhere. You didn't have the ability to get anywhere because there was somebody that was going to chain you down. There was somebody that owned you, all right? For those of you that are, let's say, not African American, and you consider yourself to be Anglo-Saxon, Caucasian, ladies and gentlemen, open your eyes. There are more poor Caucasian people in the world than there are African Americans. There are more people out there looking to grow and develop than you can shake a stick at, except very few of them are taking any actions. We are in the greatest time in history. We are right now living in what is called, what I would call, the greatest time in history. Opportunity is around each and every one of us. However, most of us aren't taking action on those opportunities. Most of us aren't positioning ourselves so that we can take advantage of those opportunities. Again, if you are not where you want to be, then you know what you need to do? You need to start positioning yourself in a better position. You need to put yourself in a better light. You need to change your friendships. You need to change your associations. You need to read more books and stop watching more television. You need to stop watching the guys playing football, basketball, hockey, or whatever it is that they play, and living their dreams, and start working on creating your own. That would be huge. That would be phenomenal. You know, I had a talk with a friend of mine the other day, and he was explaining to me how, you know, he's working with these kids, and as he's working with these kids, he can't do this, and he can't understand why this parent won't do that, and that parent won't do this. And he's talking about he's got this, you know, this one or two kids that got kicked out of school, and he's trying to do this, and he's trying to do that. And I told him, I said, listen, bro, all of that is phenomenal. All of it is beautiful, and the fact that you're trying to do what you're trying to do is phenomenal. However, please keep in mind that all you can do is all you can do, and you cannot do more than all you can do. What I told him was, I said, what you're doing now, I've done the same thing for 10 years. For 10 years, I've done stuff for free. All right, and I'm still doing stuff for free. But for 10 years, I've done stuff for free where I've worked with people. I've got kids that were failing everything. Now they're either graduated college or are graduating college. Some are going back and taking their master's right now. And I'm very thankful for that. But I also understood a little later on that all I could do was all I can do. And that if I waste too much time on somebody that is constantly going to not move themselves forward, then I am cheating that other child that I didn't or weren't able to get in contact with or help, because I spent so much time on somebody that just was needy, somebody that just wasn't going to do the right thing, no matter what you do. So he got a little offended by this, but I was like, listen, there's children out there, there's people out there that if you were to give them a little bit of help, they would take that and they would continue it on in kind. However, there are some people that you could move the earth for and they would still ask you, well, can you change the position of the sun? Ladies and gentlemen, there are really great people out there, and probably you guys listening to the show are probably phenomenal individuals. However, there are people out there that are not so great. And in the world that we live in, we need to understand that, and we need to make the necessary adjustments, changes, and we need to move on. Because, again, all you can do is all you can do, and no human being can do any more. So whatever your race is, great. Start doing the things you need to do to make your life successful and start helping other people, because guess what? You're going to win in the long run. But you need to help people that want help and are going to take that help to the next level. If they're going to stay stagnant, you need to let it go. You need to move on. also, there is no race that's better than any other race. It just isn't. Maybe when we get to that, you know, phenomenal level of mankind and understanding, that'll happen. But at this particular time, there's buttheads in every race. There's buttheads in every group. You need to remove yourself from that negativity. The consistency of inconsistency being consistent in your life is a choice. You choose to let that consistency of inconsistency be consistent, and that's why you're continuing to have the problems that you're having. Again, am I saying that life is going to be easy? No, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but what I am saying is that life is worth it. What I am saying is that you are worth it. What I am saying is that your kids are worth it, your parents are worth it, your grandchildren are worth it, your great-grandchildren are worth it. My question is, are you going to leave debt or are you going to leave a legacy? Which one are you going to leave? Are you going to be a person that people remember or are you going to be a person that people forget? Okay? And when I say that in the sense of most people that have become millionaires and have done all these different things and have done it on the sweat, blood, and tears of other people, who are they? However, we've got a guy that I think all of you know his name. His name is Jesus, okay? And this isn't a biblical thing. But Jesus, financially, property-wise, had nothing. However, do you remember Jesus? Yes, you do. Why do you remember him? You remember him because of the deeds that different religious groups and the Bible and all these other things say that he did. You know, you get people that say they don't know a whole bunch of people, but how many people don't know Moses? Had a bunch of money, gave it up. It was the things that he did that made him legendary. It was the things that he did that made him great. There were a whole bunch of pharaohs. However, we can only name probably about six or seven. And these were people who had great wealth, great power, but that power wasn't real. There's a lot of people that want to be leaders. But are they really leaders? Ladies and gentlemen, you can't microwave leadership. Okay, you've got a bachelor's, a master's, a PhD. That doesn't make you a leader. That doesn't make you intelligent. That makes you know a little bit more about one or two subjects than a whole lot of other people. There's still a universe's worth of knowledge that you could acquire. Is it possible for you to acquire it? It probably is. The human brain is the most complicated computer on the planet. However, are most of us getting that? No. Every day, ladies and gentlemen, whether you care or not, I study. Every day. Every day I try to take a course or try to do something with a course. Why? Because I'm constantly trying to grow. And I already know one thing. That one thing that I know without a shadow of a doubt is that I need to know something new. Every day. I need to experience something new every day. I need to look back on things that I looked at a year ago, 6 years ago, 20 years ago, because guess what? When I look at it later on, I'm going to see it differently than I saw it before. If you don't believe me, how many of you guys been out of school for 10 or 20 years? Look back at some of the young ladies or young men that you dated. Would you date them now? Do they look as sexy as they did then? Again, later on, things come up. Later on, we see things differently. Look at your values back when you were a little kid and all you wanted was a piece of candy, and look at your values now. Some of us are still reaching for the pieces of candy, not understanding that there's some negativity with that candy and there's some positive with that candy. The positive is it tastes good. The negativity is it's a cavity. It's fattening. We may be have food allergies. We may have other things that are in our lives that are affecting us. I'm sorry, I'm really going off on a rant, and I apologize. I really don't, but whatever. Anyway, if anybody would like to call, and if you have a comment or anything like that in the 5 minutes that we have left, the number is 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471. 7471. Also, the chat room is open. I've seen several people pop in and pop out of the chat room. Feel free to put in your comment and I'll talk about it. Or feel free to call me and we can discuss whatever it is that you want to discuss. Because as you can see, I'm open, I'm ready, and I'm good to go. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, life is an adventure. Start living the adventure. life is a dream and a fantasy. Start living the dream. Start living the fantasy. Start making the realities of your dream a reality that you want to experience instead of a nightmare that most of us experience. Do you know that most people die Monday mornings? The average person has a heart attack on Monday mornings. Why? Because on Friday, they were, thank God it's Friday. On Saturday, it was like, oh, man, it's Saturday. On Sunday, they were thinking, oh, I got to do my clothes, and I need to get this report done, and I need to do all of this other stuff. And then come Monday, they can't take it anymore. They're dropping dead, okay? Then you've got the people that actually do retire. You've done 20, 30, 40 years with whatever company that you've done it with, but you worked in drudgery. You weren't happy. You were miserable. You wished you'd have gone to more basketball games, more football games, going to your kids' choir rehearsal, or whatever it was. Most of the people that die rich, if you go back to any one of them, and you don't have to believe me, go back to any one of the people that you know that are extremely wealthy and ask them, and that have worked their tails off, ask them if they could redo anything, what would it be? Most of those people would tell you that they wish they had spent more time with the people that they care about and the people that cared about them. That's crucial. That really is. There is so much talent of the people listening to this show live and the people listening to this show after I've done another 290 shows that's going to die with you. Don't let your talent, don't let your abilities, don't let your dreams be buried in some graveyard. You know, as somebody said to me once, when I die, I want the tombstone to say dead and used up. I've realized that I've wasted too much time already on things that don't matter. I've realized that if you don't live your dreams, then you'll live somebody else's. I've realized that life is as hard as you make it. And most of us are working real hard to make it as cruddy and as horrible as we possibly can. You know, somebody said to me that if you want happiness, you have to be happy. Happiness isn't money, ladies and gentlemen. Happiness isn't things. Happiness is what's in your heart and those things that you share with others, and happiness is what's in their heart and they share back with you. Don't give to somebody that's only going to take. Don't expect to get anything to begin with. Give with an open mind and an open heart, knowing that you're giving, knowing that you're contributing, knowing that you're being the best person, the best human being that you can be. As you grow, as you develop, as you do the things that make you happy, as long as they don't hurt anybody else. I understand that we can't live for other people, but most of us aren't even living for ourselves. Most of us aren't even doing the things that we truly want to do. Some of us have more money than we got sense, and we show it in our actions every day. So, whatever your race is, whatever your dreams are, live them. Live life with passion. Make your life awesome. Do the things that are going to make you grow. Leave a legacy, and a legacy that is going to help other people to want to leave an even higher and greater legacy than you by doing the right things. Set the right examples as you move forward in your life and develop and grow and all of the above. I am blessed. I am fortunate. Am I wealthy? Money-wise, no. However, will I be one day? Yes. And am I wealthy in other ways? Yes. And so are you. Have faith in yourself. Do the things that are going to help you to grow, develop, and be all that you can be. Because all you can do is all you can do, but most of us aren't even doing the minimum. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show. As always, please, if you like the show, please up in the left-hand corner, click follow and follow the shows. Please also share the show with any and everybody that you think it'll be of benefit to. Again, we don't do this to pump ourselves up. We do this because we believe in what we're doing. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a great day. Have a great life. future and understand that there are other great people out there. There's other great shows out there, okay? Business Negotiators 1, great show on Blog Talk. Listen to it. And there's many more. The Carry Network, great show. Listen to it. Again, these are people that care and they want to share. Take care. Have a great day. Have a great life. And again, thank you very much for your time, your patience. And remember, if you stop listening, all I'm doing is talking to myself. Take care.